The Case of the Mysterious Boiling River by Lucas Chen, age 11. When Andre Russo was a young boy in Peru, his grandfather told him a story that gave him a quest to do. Did you know in the Amazon there is a secret boiling river? Now let me tell you a tale that will make you quiver. The river was part of a legendary tale of when the Spaniards who conquered Peru set off on a gold-hunting trail. They returned with stories of poisoned arrows and trees that blotted the sun, spiders that ate birds, snakes that swallowed men, and other tales that stunned. What haunted André was a dream of a river thrashing with heat. Would André and this river ever meet? When André grew up and got his PhD, he asked experts in the field about what they see. The experts said, without a volcano, no river could boil. But André wanted to discover for himself if he could find this river that roiled. As he shared his dream at a family dinner, his aunt told him she had swum in this very river. As he hiked into the jungle, he heard a low surge and felt a quiver. And there it was, a boiling river. He grabbed a thermometer and plunged it into the heat. I could boil an egg here, he thought. Now isn't that neat? He asked for soup and was handed a cup. No need to boil water, just dip and sup. How this river was created was a mystery until he researched and found what would change history. He found the river was powered by Earth's heat, that organisms lived in it that couldn't be beat. They are called extremophiles, as they can survive extreme conditions. They show us what it's like to survive without our usual provisions. So by being curious about microbes and boiling rivers, we better learn how to survive, because that's how nature thrives.